Some commentators said this is an inauspicious start to a new role. South African National Editors Forum, SANEF, said it would like to have an urgent meeting with the Communication Minister over the incident, and we speak to SANEF's Mary Papaya. Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Hello, Yusuf, and thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining us. The Minister has apologized, but should this be seen as just a bad move in the heat of the moment to a dangerous precedent?
Absolutely a dangerous precedent. It's tantamount to censorship. There's absolutely no way that when, as a minister, given your portfolio, and given more especially your link to the South African Broadcasting Corporation, the public broadcaster, that your actions involve the public broadcaster. Now, she's put out a statement, and in the statement it says she refers to her actions as an altercation. There was no altercation. There was a deliberate move to censor, and that is very worrying. Because, as you would know, we've been talking over the weeks, there's enough evidence to show that when senior party leaders and politicians muzzle journalists, then their supporters follow in their footsteps. And from that perspective, it is abuse. It's abuse of power. It's censorship. And it means that in the heat of the moment, the person did not want certain aspects of what was going on to come out in the public arena. And that is worrying for us. And that is why we've called for a meeting with her.
Now, talking of links, she was Faith Mutambo's deputy, so should she not know better than going the route of her predecessor?
Absolutely. I think the commentators are saying precisely that, saying that given your role as the communications minister, given what happened before, given the terrain that we're living in, the kind of pressures that journalists are coming under, the attacks on journalists, particularly women journalists, and the fact that SANEF has taken the EFF to court, to the Equality Court, over such harassment and attacks. Because when a leader does that, what happens? You saw that some journalists are already being attacked. In fact, on social media, there was one of the supporters who said that one of the journalists who basically went on record condemning her quite deliberately, so saying, well, this person would wish they were never born. Now, that is a threat, and we should not be having that. So from that perspective, absolutely right. You should be learning from your predecessor. You should be understanding what your role is. And you should be understanding the vital role that media plays in our democracy. And beyond that, every minister should be equipped with what the Constitution says about freedom of expression.
Certainly. Abrahams is the Minister of Communication as such. You would probably like to see her being much more open to freedom of speech and the role that the press play in our society. What options are open to SANEF to address issues such as this? Can you only criticize and meet the politician leaders involved?
Well, what we've done is threefold. First, we've asked for a meeting. When a meeting is held, we put down our concerns on the table. Thereafter, what has followed in most instances, we would have a meeting of minds, and there's an apology. And in most instances, we see that there is no repeat of the issue. So there is a public apology to put out and also joint statements. Now, in the case of the EFF, we followed the legal route simply because they did not come back to us. They refused to meet with us before the election. They said they could only meet with us after the election. And given the tensions that exist out there and the safety of the journalists, particularly given the calls for journalists to be raped and attacked and basically harassed and their names, their address, felt that deemed the legal route. But in most instances, we tend to resolve it in that perspective. However, this time around, we've also taken more steps. We're now calling on all political parties to make sure that journalists are afforded a climate of freedom, but also a climate of safety in which to report, given that this is the contestation. We know that 8th May is the election. Beyond that, we're also holding election workshops in 9 provinces for all our journalists, looking at ethics, how to fight fake news, but more especially how to keep themselves safe and what happens.